This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to Perfect Person, the show where I'm perfect and you're a person. Today, Olivia Rodrigo is back.
When you do that, the audio listeners get really excited and then they hear this and that, what will be soon to be Riley's voice. And
you called
like,
me
what?
That?
Hey, Jeff. She's a person to me.
I remember the last time we were on this together, we were like, oh, Jeff's a misogynist, different. But that was all in jokes. That was all in jest. We're like, oh, Jeff hates women. But he just like, oh, that. You'll hear that.
More of the energy, all that.
That.
Yeah. Started off so foul with the energy. And I actually, and
that wasn't on me.
Can I just say it wasn't on you, Riley? But for Jeff?
And now I feel on we.
And you feel on we? Jeff didn't even address the Olivia Rodrigo thing I said.
I did, directly. I said, when you
yes,
say,
that's
you
true.
Tee it up to be Olivia Rodrigo.
I want to get him back. I want to make him feel bad. I want to make him feel jealous.
Not clipping. It has to be peaking, obviously,
it's
in the file.
It's clip proof. No, it's clip proof.
That's crazy that HeadGum doesn't have that.
No, you guys are running on an F8? I've seen the fucking setup.
They just got an L12 or something.
L12?
Why do we need 12 tracks? I'm like, never, ever would
this
there
puppy
be.
This does four.
Okay.
And it does them
for
just fine. My podcast.
Right.
But Olivia Rodrigo is actually back. I've been listening to her new album, Guts
Spilled.
And I love it. And it makes me feel young again.
Okay.
Like I've been saying all night, you're going to make fun of me. We're young, having fun in LA.
We kind of are young and
what's
having fun in LA.
What's wrong with that?
You know what? Actually, though, today I was driving back from, I went to a Spotify event, not to brag. And
he already explained this to the Patreon listeners in depth, by the way. It's like the fourth time he's mentioned
this. You were peeling the curtain back and it's showing my upskirt.
It's plugging your calf.
You are taking upskirt photos and I don't like it.
Jeff just basically took his phone and he went, under my fucking skirt.
Kilt.
Skort.
Under my
that's
skort.
That's really good.
Actually.
My skort.
And basically, but to close the loop on Olivia Rodrigo, I think her album's new really good.
Mm-hmm.
Favorite songs?
Oh, my favorite song is probably Get Him Back.
Yeah. Okay.
And then the one that's like kind of country, I actually like too.
Mm.
She's like, I've got captors. I got captors.
Got
they're
captives.
Called friends.
It's like Girl I've Always Been, I think.
Yeah, maybe.
Is what it is.
But I really, yeah, I'm just listening to it and I'm loving it. And I sort of hyperfixate on musical artists where I get into one and then I only listen to that for like a while.
Yes.
And right now, it's got to be that Rodriguez.
Yeah.
See,
I met a guy in the summer and I left him in the spring.
Yeah.
I
listened to the album twice today, but, so I don't know it that well. And a guy in the
spring. I'm a girl.
It just makes me. It makes me act up.
What did you do that was acting up?
I was in my car going, go girl.
So that's why you started the episode an hour late, because you were in your car.
I was not an hour late. No, Riley was 7 minutes early and you were late.
I was late by 2 minutes.
That's okay, though. I don't mean to. I'm here with Riley and Jeff. You know Riley and Jeff from all over the internet. Obviously, they're dominating the industry, dominating the space.
Obviously, they're dominating.
We were at the Spotify event, so.
you guys have been on this show several times before. And
but never together.
That's not true.
Let me finish because I wasn't even close to done.
Only
first time where we're actually on the same team together.
What?
You don't think you
the first episode we were at odds / an impasse.
/ each other's throats.
Exactly right. But sure. I don't know if you guys saw the Patreon intro, patreon.com/MilesB. And we were kind of close coming at Miles.
I just want to jump in. That's not correct. Continue, Jeff.
We were just kind of jumping down Miles's throat, which I kind of preferred. And then as soon as the show starts, it's like Riley joins the
Miles
Army.
It's a front I put on because it's like peeling back the curtain even more.
Upskirt.
Taking more upskirt shots. Jeff is one of my best friends in the world. And like, I love him more than anything, but like, he doesn't like, you know, I don't like people to know that. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, it's more fun when it's like, oh, this
people
rascal.
Are allowed to know, but as long as they pay.
Huh?
You said that you don't like people to know that, but they knew it if they were a Patreon subscriber. So you, it all has to, the whole friendship needs to be behind
it's
a paywall.
Yes, yeah, our friendship's not. If you want to see like, we went to dinner for like 3 hours the other night.
Yeah, three and 15.
Three and 15, yeah. Fuck it. I don't want to do this anymore.
And what makes you guys... and what makes you guys perfect to be on the show today to answer the calls?
I have a very consistent skincare routine, and I think that takes a certain level of...
Retinol?
Never mind. I guess I'm not that perfect.
What is a skincare routine?
Glad you asked. CeraVe in the shower. Mm-hmm. CeraVe in the shower.
You're putting moisturizer on while you're washing it off.
I get the face all wet. I get the old face wet.
You are so nervous.
Well, it's hard because it's obviously personal. I mean, I don't know how much further the curtain can even be pulled back, but I feel like that's pulled back the curtain.
Pulling the shower curtain back.
Exactly right. And reveal that it's CeraVe in the shower Psycho after style. A damp face.
What kind? Because I use the foaming oil-based one because
I don't
dry
do
skin.
The foaming. See, and I never got around to the foaming. I'll just do the lather, the traditional kind of lather.
So it foams.
Also, the other day I was at a housewarming party and there was a Flamingo Estate candle, right? And I went up to this group of people, right? You remember the candle?
This is a bad story.
You might like it.
I do want to hear the ending. You lit up. This is what's crazy. You were so bored telling you and you go, so I was at the party and the Flamingo is a candle.
Right?
You were like, all of a sudden you had a cup of coffee. What happened there?
There was a Flamingo Estate candle, which for those who don't know is this very niche, weird garden brand in LA. And they have this candle that smells like tomatoes, Roma or otherwise. And I came up and I was like, oh, like this candle is so great. But guys, just so you know, because it was like a circle of a lot of people who had long hair. I was like, don't get their shampoo or conditioner. Cause I used it for like a few months and it like ruined my hair. So, you know, the shampoo might be fine, but it's the conditioner that's like kind of the sauce you want to avoid. And I realized that in that moment I was talking to 5 out of 6 of them I'd never met before in my life. And I called conditioner a sauce.
And so
I later apologized to each person individually.
You apologized?
I apologized to each person individually.
For calling conditioner sauce.
Correct. Yeah. Some of them were kind of like, thanks for saying that.
What a weird, why would they be upset by that?
It was worse than I told.
Was it a bad party?
It was, I thought, pretty joyous.
I'm perfect because I every time I work out on my yoga mat, I clean it off using a spray bottle that has water with also some tea tree essential oils in it.
And that's to avoid bacteria.
So that's actually a Daniel Rashid, my boyfriend that you don't think I have a boyfriend. Oh, you didn't think I had a. I do.
Oh, to everyone at home who doesn't think Riley has a boyfriend, she's taken. So
I do.
So hands off, eyes off.
Don't even look at me.
Don't even look
at me. Turn off the video.
Turn off the video.
The video.
If you're, yeah, if you thought, oh, if people are ogling.
Right.
It's like the upskirts need to stop.
Sorry, Riley can only feel that skirt so much. You're only looking up her skirt, so you better fucking look away. Look at Jeff only.
I mean, yeah, blur the other
you
part of the screen.
Stop.
Blur Riley. Blur Riley. Pixel her out.
You better stop looking at my skirt.
I don't want to suffer because people are taking upskirt photos through her jeans. I would also like to be seen, and just because people the
take
thousands
up photos
of
Jeff,
people, yeah,
oh,
so I always and then
you don't
I
want to see
I,
my grundle.
I hang my yoga mat over our bedroom door to let it like dry, so that I'm not rolling it up while it's still damp and bacteria can grow.
And do you ever do this over the sink and all that sweat just kind of
with a yoga mat?
Well, you know, not everybody's the same. Some people are built different and have
you squeeze. You sort of spin your yoga mat twist style.
Yeah, it's like a professional chef's towel that has the orange stripe down the middle. It's a
no.
Soggy.
Where are we at on yoga? I haven't been doing it. Are people still into it?
I do Pilates and Mad Fit. You ever fuck with Mad Fit?
It's Mad Fit, yeah.
YouTuber Maddie, I don't know her last name, but Mad Fit. She's got some great at home workouts. So I'll fuck with a little bit of Move with Nicole. That's our home Pilates, and then I'll do a little Mad Fit, and that'll be some HIIT workouts, some low impact workouts, some arms, some legs, some bacon and eggs. I don't have bacon. I don't eat pork.
But eggs are part of the workout.
Eggs are a part of the workout. You do have to eat the eggs.
Big protein food.
Mm. Eggs.
Huh.
You dissociate. What happens? You obviously left the room somehow. Again, you went back to the Spotify party mentally.
Well, mentally, I'm still at the Spotify party.
Were there canapes?
and tell that to me as if I didn't know what it was.
Hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah, but I know, but a canapé is a specific type of hors d'oeuvre. It's small.
Oh, I was like, were there little finger foods, fingy foods?
Even? I know, but canapé specifically, let's talk about the definition.
No one take out your phones.
Pretty sure. Oh, I thought it was finger foods.
I also thought that.
Okay,
that
there was, because there were canapé.
What?
There's, okay. There were canapé there.
Okay.
And I had
there were canapé there.
I had a burger. I beelined in, had a burger.
They had full burgers? That's not a canapé.
No, but it was a finger bake.
So now we know why you left the party. Now we know why we're doing this at 7:30, actually 8:23.
I was finger banged at the Spotify event.
Are you okay, man? We don't have to do the show.
Trying to say
finger burger, I think, which also isn't right. A finger food, it's a slider. You got a slider.
Finger bang.
What's it? Full size? No, it's a finger,
I had a finger bang. I had a finger burger at the Spotify event, and it was delicious.
Okay.
And then they yapped for 45.
And then they finger banged me.
And they finger banged me in front of all the cool celebrities that were there. And yeah, that's basically a wrap. But
it was a Spotify wrap.
It was a Spotify really wrap.
And they had you Spotify wrapped around their finger.
Yeah.
Bang.
Well, we've got to get to the calls.
Please, God.
People have called into the show.
Why?
Before we get to the calls, let's get some impressions going. Riley?
Impressions?
Yeah, here's why don't you do Nelson Mandela?
3, 2, 1. Let's do Ray Romano on 3. Everybody at the same time. 1, 2, 3.
Why does everybody hate me?
That was good. Now someone pick someone else that we all do at the same time.
Let's have
Christina.
Hi.
This episode has such a fucking weird energy. Woo! Hot, hot, hot.
Is that Christina?
Yeah.
Okay, Jeff, now do Christina.
It's Aguilera, bitch.
I'd like to change my Christina impression. This is Christina.
Aguilera.
I am
Christina Aguilera.
I do think I'm verbally dyslexic. I can read fine, but I do, like, my girlfriend makes fun of me for this all the time that I say I say vagina.
That's so funny.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm not constantly saying vagina, but
I feel like I mispronounce words and then I've just made it part of my personality.
Yeah. There's a lexicon, there's a little black book. And yeah. Let's have a ton of fun this episode, I think.
If you like the show, then you're going to love this.
The show.
The show. If you like the show, you can follow and subscribe it on YouTube, on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, so you don't miss a single episode. So it's me in your inbox saying, hey, there's a new episode, buddy, and I can't wait for you to listen. And if you love the show and you can't get enough, well, guess what? Now you can.
Get enough?
Yeah. By joining the Patreon and getting the ad-free extended version of every single goddamn episode, including this one where on the cold open, we sort of got wild and wacky and weird, and we gave you the behind the scenes that you're really going to want about our friendship.
Patreon.com/MilesB.
Nope. That's incorrect.
slash Gone Wild Audio.
And also on Fridays, the new bonus episodes, there are currently 76 of them.
76 trombones in the big parade.
On Patreon. And so you can just sort of power through all of those. There's plenty of fun to be had. So get on over there and enjoy a little bit of extra sauce. And I'm not talking about conditioner. Guys, we got to get to the phone lines.
Let's hear it.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Miles, I need your help because my best friend's little sister gave me a surprise Brazilian, and now she's mad at me for a lie I told in conjunction with this Brazilian wax, and I just need to talk it through with you. Okay, that's all.
Sorry.
So someone got waxed.
A surprise.
Too
much. A surprise Brazilian?
Now, I don't know what that means. Like, was she sleeping and all of a sudden she was waxed? She was like, waxed,
or it's like
in the night?
Wax me, but not that much. And then it was a full ass Brazilian.
And she got a full ass.
Yeah. But she can't be mad at the wax person because she lied to the wax person?
Yeah, it sounds like she made a fib. Yeah. Have you ever guys talked about, has this ever happened to you?
Has someone ever waxed me too much?
Yeah, and I lied about it?
Did you ever get a surprise? Wait. Did I lie about getting waxed too much, or did someone? I've never gotten waxed.
I've never gotten waxed either.
I got my ass waxed.
Actually?
When I was 16 years old.
Why?
Is that true?
I started to be able to drive, and I was like, what's somewhere I could have never gone?
Are you serious?
She spread my ass wide.
Is You're
this
lying.
Real? 3 and 9.
No, this
and
never
it was
happened. This never happened.
Warm.
It's not, never
you know
happened.
What? We love you.
This
we
is real.
This is real.
It
this
never,
is real.
No,
you
it's
got
not.
Your ass waxed.
It was in Mayfield Heights, Ohio.
Show me a picture of your hole.
It's not
Miles,
waxed
enough with the upskirts.
Sorry.
Enough with the upskirts.
You got to quit it with the fucking upskirts.
Well, you did have your ass waxed.
I had my hole bared.
Riley, are we boring you?
No.
Pull it out your phone.
Oh.
No, don't misogyny
I'm
alert.
Sorry.
No, sorry. No.
Misogyny
no.
alert.
No way.
Misogyny alert.
You really are.
Riley can't look at her phone one goddamn time while Jeff's talking about getting his hole shaved.
I mean,
shaved.
30 cents. Sorry, no. 30 cents differential, 70 cents for every dollar that you and I should theoretically make.
I know.
So I feel like for the 30 cents, she owns maybe, what, 30 calls?
I own 30 calls.
What does that mean?
I'm defending you.
Can we
forget
talk
it.
To the person
Miles.
Who got a surprise
Miles.
Wax?
Miles.
Miles.
Miles
is a misogynist. Miles. Clip it. Put
Miles
it
misogyny.
Don't put it anywhere.
Miles misogyny.
Miles.
No fucking way.
Hello, you called Perfect Person, and I'm here to call you back to talk about your wax.
Oh my God, Miles.
Hello. So basically, I'm here with Riley and Jeff, and we can't wait to hear about your hoo-ha.
Miles.
Oh my God. Hi, Riley. Hi, Jeff.
That can't
Hi.
Be the reaction
so,
to what Miles just
I'm
said.
I'm so sorry he said that.
She called it about
I'm
the wax.
I just to tell you about my hoo-ha.
Okay, so we're going to need a fake name, and I think it's got to be hoo-ha.
Got to be hoo-ha. Yeah. It's ultimately got to be hoo-ha.
So hoo-ha.
Oh, no. Okay. Hi.
Hoo-ha, could you tell me what's going on?
Hoo-ha is horrible.
Okay, do you want the story in chronological order or in the order that will be... making more sense.
Let's shoot it out of sequence.
Let's
wait.
Shoot
how is sequence. The how is the one that's out of sequence? How does that make more sense than chronological?
Okay, in chronological, the lie comes first, and then the Brazilian.
So the Brazilian was revenge Brazilian.
The lie that left 1,000 Brazilians. I think I want to hear. I want to hear the lie first. And no, okay. I want to hear about the Brazilian first, because to me, the lie will be, which one's a bigger deal? Probably
yeah.
the lie.
Well, the lie is the thing I need the advice about.
Okay, so take the lie second. Tell me about the Brazilian first.
Okay, so the Brazilian. So my best friend's little sister is going to cosmetology school.
Of course. Okay.
And I end up being her, what I was told was a bikini wax model for her exam.
Okay.
So I go in already. I'm a little bit nervous. I've been told I'm not allowed to shave for 2 months. And I haven't. And I've been very good. And there's been stuff that's going on before this has happened that we will get to later. But I get out to the middle of nowhere to this campus that I've never been to. And I meet up with her. And the thing is, I've met my best friend's little sister before. We've ran into each other, but we've never spent one-on-one time together. And then all of a sudden, she's going to be seeing every little bit of me.
Is the most one-on-one time you can get.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, of course. So we're at this Starbucks, like, getting ready for what I was told was a bikini wax. And I'm like, yeah, like, I've done this before. It'll be fine. I trust you. And she's like, okay, because last time I did it, this girl freaked out and I got waxed all up in her vagina. And I was like, oh, good. Oh, you're really making me feel ready for this experience.
Oh, no. That's so, that's like very, very
nerve-wracking. And I know that this exam is also worth 20% of her final mark. So I have to be good. I have to be ready for her and I have to like talk her up. So we get ready for the exam. She's inside the exam room and she comes out and she gets me. She's like, hi, hoo-ha.
That was good.
I hear you're here for Brasilia. And I'm like, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm here for a Brasilia. And I was not mentally prepared.
Uh-huh. And you weren't there for that.
And I wasn't there for that.
But you felt like you couldn't contradict her in front of the professor.
Yeah, I had to play the part because I want her to get a good grade. I'm not going to do all this and her not get a good grade.
Right. Good friend.
Okay.
Are you being waxed in front of the teacher?
Well, yes.
Is that how this goes down? That is fucking crazy.
I think you're owed a settlement.
Yeah, this is crazy to do. Like, is it like just the professor, your friend's little sister, and you?
So the thing is that we're in a room. There's like five other people all getting waxed at the same
time. In the same room?
Holy shit.
Music or dead silence?
Scream.
And we're all lying down on our little beds, pussy to the wall.
Okay.
And there's like little dividing all of us.
At least it's to the wall.
To the window.
It's to the wall.
To the wax. To the wax.
And her professor is just kind of like walking back and forth, like peeking her head in. And like, really, when I say like peeking her head in, like peeking her head in, like she's all up in there.
Jesus.
And my best little sister, every time she rips the wax up, she goes, oh, you're so pretty.
Oh, my Christ.
This is crazy. This is fucking crazy. I didn't know the cosmetology finals were like this.
What? Otherwise, I would have enrolled years ago.
I would have loved to be a part of it.
And she told me, actually, when they were learning in class, they learned on each other. And like,
is this a licensed cosmetology school? Or is this like a Professor X's Xavier School for Gifted Cosmetology?
I have so many questions. So, so she does a great job.
Okay.
I'm bald. I'm still bald to this day.
Okay. I mean,
she does a great job. But I was so mentally unready for this.
Sure.
And I was driving in the little car after.
Of course.
And she's telling me about her big sister. And I'm like, yeah, that's my best friend.
You just waxed my whole pussy.
You just waxed my whole and my butthole.
Yeah.
Like, all of it.
Is there a way that we can reframe this positively as you got two for the price of fun?
Absolutely.
Oh my god. So you're in the car and you're sort of like trying to cheer her up or just be like, that was great, like trying to make sure that you're being a people pleaser.
She felt good about it because she was like, oh, like I took a peek in at what the girls on the other side of the sheet were doing and they did not do as well as I did. There was hair everywhere, there was wax everywhere.
Oh.
So I feel like I got off pretty scot-free. And you know what? She did a great job. I just kept being like, wow, you're doing so great. And she's just saying, you're so pretty. You're so bald. Such a pretty. And it was crazy. It was a crazy experience.
That is crazy. So that,
how do you feel about the complete and utter follicle reset? Like, are you feeling yearning for your former
follicles
hair? Or
and sorry,
are you,
Jeff, I'm going to cut you off right there. Continue your story. Hoo-ha. Sorry, Jeff was sort of.
I want to know what the advice. I just mean,
like, did you leave
what,
being like, this isn't so bad? I actually kind of like this. Or do you wish that you had left that patch?
Hey, you know, and we talked about, like, what if she does a little heart-shaped little landing strip?
I don't know if, yeah.
She said she wasn't advanced enough to do that.
Yeah. It's like latte art.
No, it's not.
I think she did great.
Sure. It's her first time. So well, got it. So
and she had an audience.
So she waxes you in front of a crowd, basically. And
yeah.
I'm so.
I can't get over that.
Unbelievable. And so that leads us to the lie. And so her being mad.
So the lie happens a week before this.
Okay.
Because I've known about this exam for a while because I had to not shave for 2 months.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
but I didn't know like exactly what day it was, and I specifically didn't know what time it was. So I had work, I booked off work for this day, but I didn't have it in my calendar yet because I didn't know what time it was. And then I also work in theater. So okay. I was stage managing a show and I was making the rehearsal schedule. And because I didn't have it in my calendar yet, I just like, it slipped my mind and I scheduled a rehearsal for the same time as this waxing. And I was like, oh no, this is a problem. And because I was the one who made the schedule, it's like, I fucked up.
Mm.
And I was having a bit of a panic attack.
Sure.
And I had just finished my meds and I was like, oh, I'm being a little manic. So I'm just going to text my best friend's little sister. I'm going to say, hey, I got scheduled at work. Oh my God. There's no way you could find someone else to do this. Right. And she's like, this is worth 20% of my grade and I'm depending on you.
Oh.
And I'm like, all right. Sure. Yes, absolutely. So yeah, I got scheduled at work, but I'm going to figure it out. And then all of a sudden my best friend texts me and she's like, you got scheduled at work? I was like, yeah, it's crazy. It's really busy at work, but yeah, I'm going to try to get out of it. And she's like, I can't believe you got scheduled at work on a Monday night because you work at a theater. Like, it's so interesting that you got scheduled at night on a Monday because theaters don't usually operate. I was like, yeah, but I'm going to try to get out of it.
Right. You're sort of like just telling a lie to just sort of be like, it's more polite to lie than it is to.
By the way, fine lie.
Yeah, fine lie.
Work should obviously take precedence.
Yeah.
Thank you. It wasn't like I was trying to do some crazy, I don't know. It's not like I was trying to go out to the club. It was a different type of work and it was easier to explain.
And if
this
you were
is
going,
my favorite anyway. Caller I've ever had on the show.
You weren't going to the club. You were going to get your hoo-ha done in a front exactly. of a in front of a crowd with five other people on their backs. Yeah,
exactly.
Right. Like, this is a normal lie to tell. This is fine.
Thank you, Miles. Yeah. Thank you for that, because that means a lot. Because so then, like, literally not 10 minutes pass, and I'm like, oh my God, I've just told this lie to my friend, and I don't know why I told it. So I text her. I'm like, hey, I need to tell you. It's not work. It's a show I'm doing. And I don't know why I lied.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I understand you saying that, but I'm really upset that you lied to me about this.
Oh, your friend is sad.
Oh.
No. And also, by the way, okay, here's the thing too. You said work. I have work. Did you specify that it would, like, because to me, it is work.
Yeah.
It is work. Like, your creative aspirations, et cetera, stage management is work. Especially for us fucking dorks.
Exactly. Yeah.
What we were, if I was stage managing a show, I'd be like, that is work.
That is work.
I would describe it as work.
Yes.
So your friend is mad at you because you said that it was like mandatory minimum wage or like mandatory, you're making a wage from this work and not work creative.
Yeah, essentially.
Work. Yeah. Okay.
Essentially. Yes. And so I'm like, this is a nothing lie, but I'm going to come clean to you. I'm going to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
And it's almost like telling the truth was worse
of course.
Than upholding this lie.
Yeah.
Because then she got really upset at me for lying to her. And I'm like, okay, like, this is all spiraling out of control. I'm going to quit this show that I'm working on because I've got too much going on. Clearly, I've got other things that I'm doing. And I quit that show. I'm not working on it anymore. And I've got other things coming. Don't worry. I'm not giving up my aspirational goals to be able to get my hoo-ha.
I think you're owed money.
I think you're owed cash from your friend. Well, first of all, how do you feel about the friend? Because I'm sort of ready to fucking put her on my shit list.
I can't believe that she was mad at you for being like, hey, I'm sorry I did this. I would have more respect for you being like, I don't know why I lied. I'm sorry about that, but I did lie to you.
That's what I thought. I was so confused.
I would trust you more because you told me that you lied.
I think this family is not working out. This great experiment of what are their last names?
It's very strange because I thought, that I would get brownie points for telling the truth, but it was almost like telling that lie was worse. Admitting to the lie was worse than actually telling the lie.
Yeah, also that's like, it's also for something that doesn't fucking matter.
Yes.
Like, I can't imagine being mad about something. Like, it's like if my friend texted me, like, let's say this is you. Jeff is like, oh, I have work, sorry, I can't do this. And I'd be like, oh, that's weird. And you're like, I lied. I actually don't have work.
It was actually a passion project.
And I'd be like, okay. Like,
oops. Weird, but
fine. That's absolutely fine.
Yeah.
Like,
and now you're left without a stage management job and anterior follicles. I mean, I'm upset on your behalf, you.
And I will say, I am relieved that I quit this show because I don't think it's going. I wasn't feeling very fulfilled by it, and I was going to make $200 total for like 2 months of work. It's not like money off my back,
but joy and passion off your back.
Yeah, and the follicles
and hair off
my
hoo ha.
Yeah,
and we're about to introduce a new segment on the show. Can you hit a sound? Welcome to Name Names. Let's hear their first and last.
First, last, and social.
And social.
No, I mean.
First, last, and truth social account.
First, last, truth social account. I think that, like, how do you feel about this friend? Because I feel like if this happened to me, I would probably put them on my soft block list.
Yes.
Of, like, I'll hang out with them if I see them, but I don't want to see this person that's unwell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very strange because she's, like, she's essentially an. I don't think she doesn't listen to this podcast. I know that. So I can say this. She's my second best friend. She's not my first best friend.
T.
Okay. Second mate.
And I love her so much, but she does do crazy things and she does have really crazy reactions to things.
Yeah.
And like, even like a week after all of this went down, I went over to her house and she was the one who invited me over, but she was like barely talking to me and she was being very cold. And then I was very drunk.
Like she was punishing you.
And I would lie down in your bed for a minute. And she like, didn't want me to lie down in her bed because of the lie I told.
Sorry. She didn't want you to lie in her bed because of the lie you told.
You shall not lie because of
talking to her roommate after. And I was like, hey, like, can I have a name for a friend?
Donka.
Donka. So I was like, so have you noticed that Donka is being a little bit weird? And her roommate was like, yeah. So when you were lying down in her bed, she was like, oh, we have to wake her up because who has been asleep for 5 minutes and she can't be sleeping in my bed. And her friend's like, or her roommate's like, well, like, what, do you not want her in your bed or something? And she's like, no, because of the lie she told.
Okay.
Here's my advice through song.
Yeah. No her, no cry. No this person, no cry. This is supposed to be no woman, no woman, no cry, but remixed
no,
to be no her.
No, it was supposed to be no cry.
That was good because of the
no Dornka, no cry.
I think that Dornka,
yep,
has another thing coming, and it's guess what it is.
Yeah. You bought a gun and you're gonna hunt her down.
I have a gun,
Jeffrey.
I have a gun and I'm gonna hunt her down for sport.
Jacuzzi.
I'm gonna jacuzzi Dornka here.
Yeah,
because I think also Dornka is clearly going through something. And she's ready to turn on you. Also, you were helping out her little sister.
Yeah, doing a favor.
Doing a favor.
And she kept saying, I appreciate you for helping my family.
Yeah.
Yes.
No. Also, it sounds like, and I hate to be this person, but I'm going to just lob this and see if it fucking hits metal.
Okay.
Is Dornka, is Dornka in love with you?
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't think so, but neither. In many ways, I love her. And the funny thing is that we became best friends because she was best friends with my boyfriend.
Are you still with your boyfriend?
Yeah. He's just outside our bedroom right now. Mm-hmm. He came home and I was like, I don't think Miles is going to call me back. And please hold me back.
Well, and here we are, gabbing like gals. I mean, I think that the reason I ask if Dornka is in love with you, maybe she's not in love with you, but I think that to me, this kind of stuff can sometimes happen when friends get too close and their needs aren't being emotionally met by other more like obvious partners. Like sometimes I've noticed this specifically in female friendships, but I think it happens in guy friendships too. Two women. Sorry.
I'm ready to sound the misogyny alert.
Oh, misogyny alert.
No. Oh. No, I haven't hit it yet.
The sound for that should be crazy train.
Yeah. Oh,
it's Riley laughing.
So I think it's sometimes like when two friends are really close and they don't have partners, they can rely emotionally on each other in a way that is not necessarily the healthiest, where they're seeking something from their friend.
No, this
validation,
is true.
Yeah. Validation.
Flagellation, as Jeff said.
Nope.
And sort of like affection. And like they're almost putting like would-be controlling behaviors on their best friend. And obviously this would be toxic of them to put it on a partner.
Yes.
But like they're misplaced. So her being like, you lied to me. And it's like, you don't owe her anything. You guys are friends and you told like a white lie that because
and
it would be more
convenient.
And then
you said, sorry for lying. Yes, I don't know why I did that.
Quit the job and got waxed in front of a crowd.
Yeah,
exactly. Like,
what
you
the
are
fuck?
Not in the wrong in any way. And I don't think that you
if
think
anything,
you are.
You were in the
like,
round because your mound was on display.
Don't talk about who has mound. Don't ever
this
do
whole
that.
Thing is sponsored by Yoohoo and Mounds. Hoo-ha bars.
Take some space. Oh, take no. some space from Dornka.
Hoo-ha, you're going to need some space yeah. from Dornka. And I never thought I'd say that sentence again.
It's a good sentence.
Yeah, it's the second time I've ever said it in my life. And it will be the last.
But do I talk to her about this?
No.
Do I, like,
no.
what do I No.
No. I mean, I'm curious about yours.
Let it simmer and just hope that she's going to let it go.
My take on this is if you talk about it, it will make it worse because of the type of person Dornka is.
Yeah.
I'm curious about your take, Riley, because I'm sort of like, to me, if you go, hey, I just want to take some space from us as friends and whatever. Sometimes I think that's an unnecessary conversation because you can just take space.
Exactly right.
You
well,
need
yes,
to
I'm
ask
not.
Permission.
No. I don't think you need to ask for permission to take space. I think that you can take a little bit of space. And then if she brings it up, or I think depending on how you want to continue your relationship, if you do, I think that it's like you absolutely should bring this up and be like, hey, that felt really weird to me that this happened the way it did. And then her reaction to that will be very illuminating.
Oh, I think Dornka can't handle it at all.
But that's what I'm saying, what is that handle. It's like, I think that it's like you need to bring it up to be like a litmus test and be like,
Dornka couldn't even handle honesty.
Well,
so I don't. I think you have your answer already, personally. But I tend to not. I mean, what's your strike policy? 1, 2, or 4?
Oh, it's usually pretty low.
Right. See, I think you have your answer. Low. I think Dornka, I want to say, is irredeemable holistically.
I think you can take space, and if Dornka asks you about it, then you tell Dornka.
I'm also a big believer. My new friendship policy typically is unlimited.
You break it, you buy it.
You break it, you buy it. Unlimited strikes, however, our friendship will wean. So it's like, I'm a believer in that, like, people can wrong me and whatever. It's not my, like, having it out with every friend that does something
exactly
that annoys
right.
me is not right. And it's also, I think, bad to label everyone as toxic and be like, everyone's a problem and it's not my problem. And I think that is actually a problem with how people interact with each other. However, I find that it's like, okay, somebody does something that I don't appreciate or that feels like they're sort of taking advantage of me or whatever. I'll just be like, okay,
noted.
I'm noting that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to note that, and I'm probably going to start to distance myself from that person. But if they are like trying to get back in my life, then I'll be like, okay, you were asking to hang out a bunch. Like, let's hang out. And
that's
then,
how
like,
I feel.
You know, like, I don't think it's nice unless someone like to my face fucking shoves me and is like, you're a fucking loser. Like, I'm not going to ice anybody out. I'm just going to soft fade.
Yeah.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I will say my addendum to that is it's like depending on how close you are. It's like if it's something that it's like, hey, this really hurt my feelings.
It's important. Yes.
It's important to bring that up. Not as a way of being like, fuck you, but being like, hey, moving forward, if you want to move forward, I really, that didn't feel good for me.
That's
and like,
good point.
We're cool. Yeah. Like that doesn't mean it's like, and it's the same thing of that. It's like, doesn't mean it's like, fuck you. It's like, this suck, but it's like, hey, I care about you, which is why in the interest of our friendship growing and getting better moving forward, I want to let you know that that sucked.
It's kind of like inner circle, outer circle. Like, I believe that for inner circle, I would, if any 100%. Of my close friends, I would obviously hash it out with them in an empathetic way. But any outer circle, it's like, okay.
I would probably just take that step back. But I think because she has been with me through very tough things.
Yeah, yeah. Then it's worth talking about.
Yeah.
Hoo-ha, thank you so much for giving us this call and letting us into your world. I think you got to have it out with your friend. But also just as you're discussing it with your friend, know that she's very sensitive.
Yeah.
In my opinion, this is a sensitive person. So you're going to want to kind of put kid gloves on, and she's going to be good. She's going to enjoy a compliment sandwich, especially if it's a panini.
Yes.
Yeah, which is what you call the white glove delivery.
Bye.
Bye.
You are so fucking lucky that I didn't sound the alarms when the name was Hoo-ha.
I know. I saw. Yeah. Well, she was.
We didn't
I'm
actually like. We're still recording. You're talking like we just got off a call.
You're
going to
sound
no
the
listening.
Misogyny alarms because I called her Hoo-ha.
I'm kidding.
No way.
Misogyny alert. Women can't make jokes.
Oh, I have this laugh that she has right now. All aboard.
All aboard.
Guys.
Damn.
Misogyny alert.
I want that clean for the soundboard.
Yeah, right, we'll do it clean.
Here we go.
Even when I'm not here, people are going to be like, who the fuck is that? All aboard.
absolutely going on the soundboard.
Steam train sound effect.
You guys vamp. I'm going to turn off the fan.
It's all night. You guys vamp. You guys vamp. Fill the dead air. Fill the dead space. It's been all night with him.
You know, there's like a certain like oral patina that shows can have.
You have been saying oral all night.
Sorry, audile patina where there's like kind of a, there's a rough Mandy around the edges patina. Aesthetic where you're like, it's a tightrope walk.
Mandy patina.
But I would say Mandy Ramekin.
Randy Petit Napkin.
Ramekin. Different guy, but cool
Mandy
ass
Ramekin
name.
Is a good character.
Ramekin.
He owns an antique Ramekin. Store that sells Ramekin. Things that aren't old enough.
Maybe we just do this one. My coworker has been making podcasts about his sexual encounters and experiences with his wife. Sometimes
I love r/gunwildaudio.
I feel like given Jeff's discussion of r/gunwildaudio, I think we have to
we
take
have
this.
To do that.
Also,
one.
I feel like wasn't the last episode you guys were on? We took
it was
really
also
sexually
super sexual. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Unbelievably filthy.
We have to do that one.
Okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, Miles. So I recently discovered some tea in my office workplace. Most people know one of my coworkers makes podcasts, one of them about his sexual encounters and experiences with his wife, sometimes even filming them at the place of work. So really just wanting to know how to digest this information. Any help would be appreciated. Thanks.
Well, it sounds like he's like,
never stop fucking your wife.
You never said what?
Jeff and I have always said, never stop,
never
dating,
stop
your wife.
Dating your wife.
Never stop dating your wife.
Yeah, I agree. I'm married, that. But that doesn't mean I'm not going on dates with
you her. Have to.
I dated
always
my wife last night.
Yeah, exactly.
What'd you do? How many times?
Hello?
Hello! We are so excited to be at your coworker's fucking his wife. You called Perfect, Person.
No,
and I'm here with Jeff and Riley, and we are so excited to hear your tea.
Oh my gosh, this is crazy.
Every
not as crazy
like,
as your coworker fucking
shit.
Your wife. Yeah. Your wife, his wife.
Well, we're gonna need a fake name for you, Jeff.
Mandy Ramekin.
Mandy. Okay, Mandy Ramekin. Mandy, it is a pleasure. Okay. It's a pleasure to have you on the show. What's going on with your coworker?
So I was just minding my business at my office, right? Chit-chatting with my office friend, as one does to pass the time. And she was like, oh my gosh, have you heard about so-and-so's podcast? Can I get a fake name for this coworker?
The coworker's name? Well, you're Mandy, and your coworker's name has got to be Dandy.
That's good.
Okay. So she was like, oh my gosh, have you heard about Dandy's podcast? And I was like, no, what are you talking about? I haven't heard anything. Dandy's weird, though. He's kind of an odd individual.
Odd bird.
Right? Yes. And I'm like, I haven't heard about Dandy's podcast, what are you talking about? And my friend was like, oh my gosh, everyone here knows about it. Like, apparently this is part of the reason Dandy sometimes works at a different office location, because his coworker who has a office near his heard this individual Dandy podcasting
at
in
work.
The office.
Wait,
at work.
He was recording the podcast at work about how he fucks his wife.
Apparently, I don't know if he recorded that episode, but apparently they complained that he said Dandy was recording the podcast in his office.
Works in a bullpen.
And I was like,
just open it.
So is his podcast explicitly about banging his wife, or is that just one of the stunning episodes?
One of the stunning episodes was apparently him and his wife going over, yeah, and he's also incredibly religious, Dandy. So that was also factored
what
in.
What religion?
He's religiously good at banging his wife.
Wait, yeah.
He like how do you know he's a religious, what type of work do you have?
Yeah.
ER nurse.
He's podcasting.
No, I work at an office and I work in law.
You work in law?
He has to know the laws.
He has to know the laws about banging your wife. So do you,
yeah.
And what is his job? Is he a lawyer?
Yeah.
I hardly know her.
Wait.
Is his name on the letterhead?
Yeah.
He's a partner.
He fucking made
Wait, no, Mandy, is this serious? He's a partner?
He's an attorney.
I've watched Suits before. I saw Meghan Markle the Stallion.
So?
Meghan the Stallion.
Holy shit. Wait. Okay. So sorry. The podcast is not about him fucking his wife, but an episode was about him fucking his wife.
Can you tell me the name of the podcast?
That is what my coworkers told me.
Can you tell me the name of the podcast?
I haven't heard it. I don't know.
Okay. I'm going to ask you a question and I will bleep this out. What is his name so that I can look up his podcast? And by the way, I promise I will cut this out. And I just want to see if I can find his podcast based on the name so I can see the description.
His name is...
That's my fucking attorney.
No, it's not.
That's my environmental lawyer.
No, this is bullshit. Okay, so, and then I'm just going to type in his name. And so I'm going to type in this guy's name, podcast. I found it immediately. Yes! I found it fucking immediately.
Can I see?
So
yeah, I was stalking tonight on my girlfriend's account, and Dandy really posts a lot.
I'm going to listen to this episode when I drive home.
The podcast is called Going Halvesies, How to Split the Bill / Her.
How to Split the Bill / Wife. So, and this is, this is just all sort of like, wow, this is a very personal podcast. I'm not going to say any of the titles because I don't want people to reverse Google this because they would easily be able to find
it. Well, CPMs are unbelievable. I mean, it's on Team Coco.
However, to keep this guy's identity, it's like some of them are about, oh my God.
Read one. I bleep it. We have to hear.
Okay. I'm going to rearrange some of this so it's like, there's an episode about helping your child like butcher the first deer that they've killed. This is a psychotic.
You should say
this is a part two for Stags.
He's a serial killer.
Yeah.
So this is like an episode, I guess presumably about helping your child kill a deer and eat
also
it.
Also so specific. It's not even just like, hey, here's a hunting thing.
Here's how to
help your
game.
Child
the
do
pleasures
it.
Pleasures of this thing.
I want to run.
This
how
is
how to thoroughly enjoy making ivory.
And I want to, and like, so
with
one of these
40 minute digression about how he's
niece.
69 with his
so
wife.
One of these episodes is about how he bangs his wife real good.
Reportedly, a lot of people in the office have told me about this. I haven't found that episode, but
I thought
that's apparently really.
Yeah, I found it.
Let's read the description.
Oh my gosh, no way.
The description is, it's basically like, again, I'm like paraphrasing this because I do not want to reveal this and get you fired. But it's basically like the ways in which I helped my relationship with my wife, like
by fucking her.
Yes, and how it was at home, etc.
And how it was how we fucked at home.
Yeah,
I gave her dome.
And how I gave her dome in the home. So what do you need help on? Because your boss is a dog. And he's clearly banging.
So.
He's obviously the fucking man.
He's obviously,
so where do we go from here?
He's obviously sick as hell. He kills deer and bangs his wife and has a son.
So I'm kind of just looking for how I'm supposed to interact with Dandy or not.
So this man has a podcast episode about some scary shit, some unsettling shit. I think don't.
I wouldn't. And by the way, to be honest, the podcast is more embarrassing than anything else.
Right.
I would avoid this dude because he's like obviously weird, unless you want to play psychological mind games with him, in which case that's kind of fun too.
Oh, that could be fun too.
You could leave a deer head in his bed like the Godfather.
I do think, by the way, you should listen to this show.
Oh, 100%.
Because I think it'll be sort of interesting / hilarious.
You should drop little things being like, you should be like, man, you know, when I'm, if you want to be like, man, when I'm married one day, like, I just wish I had like some advice on like, you know, what to do in a rough patch, and see if he's like, well, I like, know.
Actually, I found that tantric is really good for me.
Been incorporating Reiki into my lovemaking. Yeah. In how'd you get here?
Whoa. It's so funny to have. I mean, it makes sense that he's recording it at work, by the way.
Yeah, that I did forget that he recorded that at work. Well,
it's sort of like, it's a very personal, like, I think it's like, it's almost like daily vlog style. Like, yeah. It's like sort of like clips from his wife. Clips from his
get
wife.
Ready with me while I fuck my wife on our kitchen island.
Yeah, honestly, that's a good TikTok. Get ready with me because I'm about to plow my wife in our shared basement.
Get ready with me while I gut my latest kill, a deer that is.
So I think, yeah, like, to me also, I don't even, I mean, obviously that one about the deer is fucking weird, but but I don't think he's like, I think this guy's probably more than anything is just like an eccentric character.
Yeah.
Not to demonize him too well. Obviously, we've had our laughs. We've had our gaffes. He's plowed his
There's
wife.
Technically nothing wrong with scalping / spitting game.
You're so far from the mic. It's just unbelievable.
It's hard.
Why don't you put it in between, in betwixt? There you go.
I don't know the sensitivity of the mic. I don't know how close I can get. I don't know who had Giardia in this fucking show.
Nobody
studio.
On the show has diarrhea.
I'm just saying, I like to be careful near things where people's mouths
Mandy,
are on it
do
all
you
hot.
See Dandy every day?
Not every day, but I don't work directly with Dandy, but I do see Dandy around the office.
I loved it. Honestly, I'm starting to really like
come
Dandy.
Around. Yeah,
I'm starting to like him a lot. And I don't know why.
You should do cross promo on his show.
Honestly, just he's in the podcasting game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Appreciate that. Game respects game.
Game respects game.
Game respects game who hunts game.
I'm definitely going to listen to this podcast.
Well, you met him. You said that you met a guy who was like kind of holding up a stag head at the Spotify party.
At the Spotify event. Yeah. There was sort of this guy. He was talking about banging his wife.
He brought his own canapes and it ended up being
venison. He said, I have a venison sashimi.
Oh, ice cold venison. On rice.
Cold to the touch on rice. Wild. Now, yeah, I think that obviously this guy's not a threat to you, but I think that
you don't want to be involved in case he goes down.
And also, you don't want to be involved in he did make partner, but you don't want to like slander an eccentric just for being eccentric.
Sure.
So you got to listen.
That's
to
so true.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like he was podcasting from his office, but closed door.
I think so, and I think no longer is Dandy podcasting from their office.
Yeah.
It sounds like he didn't know people could hear him through the
desk. I was going to say, I think there was an exhibitionist thing going on. If he was reportedly doing an episode about plowing his wife in the office, I think there was some part of that like he wanted people to hear that he fucks his spouse.
Maybe.
I don't want to set the precedent that we bully The Office weird. You know what I mean? I think The Office weird is sort of they're an integral part of The Office.
Of course.
And sometimes they can be really funny. And I don't want to make Dandy feel, he did make partner. And then he probably should talk about plowing.
It's a little hypocritical because you used to beat the shit out of
Hey, Mandy, don't repeat that. I'll leave it out of the episode.
Will not.
I obviously beat that shit out of that guy.
Well, you give him swirlies.
My boss.
You hoisted him onto a flagpole.
I wedgied him at the YouTube event.
Too many corporate sponsored events that you're
so
at.
So many corporate events. I'll go to any tech company's event and have the canopies. Well, anyway, Mandy, thank you so much for calling in. I really appreciate it. And you have the absolute best day.
Absolutely.
And you got to listen to the podcast.
I'll have to listen and just avoid.
And he is talking about Perfect Person.
Listen, avoid, and I'm going to do cross promo with his show.
Great. Thank you so much for calling me back.
All right. Have a great day. Bye.
Namaste.
You too. Bye.
Namaste. Well, guys.
Imagine if that's like your whole
Steve-O
thing.
Impression?
Hey, what's up, guys? No, Steve-O talks like this.
Oh. Have you heard the JoJo Siwa rebrand?
Oh, I haven't heard about
it. Hey, guys. It's like, it's a lot.
She really embarrassed
She went to a sex store, the Pops got her, and she was carrying like a 6-foot plush dildo.
With a receipt facing the camera, long, like CVS length.
Like, sorry,
receipt.
Do you think you're rebranding by walking out of a sex store with like a stuffed animal? That's still the old you.
Karma's a bitch.
I bought a stuffed phallus.
I have not heard Karma, but I just have heard that she's being weird.
Okay, so this is it. Ready? 3, 2. Karma's a bitch. I should have known better if I'd had a
stuffed cock.
I would have never effed around. She doesn't say fucked. She says effed.
Say fucked?
No. She says, if I'd have known better, I would have never effed around.
Yeah.
Effed around!
How crazy would that be if your whole thing was like, hey guys, I'm Miles, welcome back to Perfect
Person. What's up guys, we're the first person and we're so excited to tell you advice! So went into the calling of the scene, and that's how we're doing it.
You have like a popsicle ring.
Come on, guys! Bruh.
As you were, guys, get advice on the call on the computer.
Today, this week's movie of the week is yet again Max Keebler's Big Move. I love this movie.
Max Keebler's Big
Move. I love this film.
I loved that movie.
I shouldn't have done. I remember the Gilmore Guys podcast on April Fools 1 year did Entourage.
That's funny.
Pretended like that was what the show was. Like,
kind of the inverse of Gilmore Girls.
Yeah, and it was really awesome. And I listened to that episode. It was funny. Anyway, gang.
Yep.
Guess what?
What?
We have one final segment for.
This one's always bizarre. Right.
This is a segment.
Hey guys, welcome back. We're in the segment.
What's up, guys? We are welcome back to the segment. This is a segment we like to call Get Real, where we force a genuine moment in an effort to learn more about each other and ourselves.
This is your least favorite thing ever.
You think I'm going to learn about myself?
Maybe you think I'm open to. Look at your body language.
Look at your body language. So,
you think
hold
I'm
up.
Learning about myself? That's what he's like.
Do you think that maybe people are ready
no.
to drink you in like a
no way.
Like an eggnog. And you are over there frozen like an eggnog. Mm.
Okay. They're not refrigerated. You want a frozen block of
nog.
Now,
Jeff,
yeah.
Hey.
You want us to take the lead again? You said vamp like 5 times. It won't be in the finished episode probably, but
I'll make it sound good for me. Now, Jeff,
you don't have a question.
I ran into you on the street the other day.
This is correct. You're going to tell the story again?
It's a good story.
And you were out, and it was such a joy to see you.
Well, I was also about, but yes.
You're out and about with your lovely lover.
Mm-hmm.
And we were chatting in the street.
At Scofi Music on Instagram. Mm-hmm. She's a great musician.
She is.
Yeah.
And
I stay am away from her, kill man. You.
I'm married with a child.
And let me gab your kid then.
And now you had left your meat inside of the store.
Yeah.
And that's not a euphemism. No, and it's not a euphemism.
Well, there was some soprasat, there was some capicol.
And the cashier / clerk ran out after you and said, you forgot your meat. Sir.
Yeah.
Although I was wondering why she didn't just bring it out to you.
And that's a really good question, but that's not her job. It's so, you know, it was already extracurricular.
So she said, you forgot your meat at the counter. And you said, oh.
I am agog. I am aghast. Am I going to get my sliced meat at last?
And you asked your lover.
Correct.
Can you go back into the store because someone I banged is in there and I don't want to see them again?
I didn't explain that to her in the moment.
You explained it to Miles.
Did she know?
She knew after. I was trying to get her out of the grocery store so that I would tell her in the car so that we wouldn't have an awkward moment, but rather kind of a moment of honesty and connection between the two of us. Mm. Something you two wouldn't know jack shite about
in your relationship.
Why do you think that?
Because you guys don't share with me, let alone your partners.
You think
you're the litmus test for whether or not we
share. I'm the number one in line.
No.
I don't think so.
But I share everything with my wife.
I can get real.
How do you feel about love? Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say something completely different.
Okay, go for it.
It feels stupid now.
No,
Riley,
come on.
Let's sit in it.
I had E. coli. I don't know.
Sorry. You chose this moment to share that you had E. coli?
Yeah. Diarrhea for a week and
Fiji?
She's been saying it in every public forum that she's.
It's because it's crazy. Who the fuck is getting? I'm crying.
Do you still have E. coli?
No, I don't have it still.
Well, tell them that she kissed a bird.
Yeah, how did you get E. coli?
I don't know.
Well, you were in Santa Barbara where the produce flows like dirt, like sod.
I don't know how I got it, but it was fucking miserable.
Yeah.
E. coli is such a weird miserable. Thing to get.
I know. That's what I'm fucking saying. I'm being so genuine. It was horrible.
Yeah.
horrible.
Were you like so dehydrated? Like you probably were so dehydrated.
There were only 2 days that were really bad. One day was the worst and I was crying. Ugh. I was like, I feel like a little kid. I was like, why is this still happening? Like,
at any point, was it like Cape Canaveral? You kind of took flight a little bit in the John, the Porto?
No, it just happened. There was one time, it was like nine times in a day. Like, no, it was awful.
Oh, that feeling, it was really I've had horrible. That before.
I've had that too.
With food poisoning or something. Food poisoning is the worst. And it's equally awful. Same thing, which is anything where you're evacuating like that.
Oh, and your body is like,
so bad.
Get it out. Yeah, so that was, I'm being so honest. It was so fucking miserable.
No, that's miserable. No,
that's really, really bad.
Jeff, would you care to just sort of give one last real thought that you have before we end the show?
I met your baby, and he is a sir.
What did you think of my baby?
And it was knighted.
I'll be honest.
Genuous.
Yeah.
I thought he was very cute. He was slurping grape ice cream.
Okay, yeah.
Which, for those who don't know, is churned cream with a little bit of grape.
A little bit of wine.
And there's a ton of Chablis on the aftertaste slash alcohol.
Sorry, what is Chablis?
It's a kind of wine. You asked him to be genuine, and he's now doing a whole bit about
he's masking.
Yeah, I know. No, it happened. Like, it's amazing to watch in real time. He's really cute, and he's eating
terrified.
Chablis.
He's terrified of being himself.
So
you're like, I'll give a genuine
thought. Don't talk about
here.
The ice cream. What does it feel like to like see Miles as actual human
as a
child
dad, as a daddy?
He's not being genuine either.
But it's his show. He can do whatever the fuck he wants.
I'm also... Don't yell at me.
I didn't raise my voice. I just said something you didn't like to hear.
You're deflecting again.
Your child was cute.
About, here it's, we go. Like, it's amazing how many...
Let him do it.
Your child was cute. It was nice to see a family together, whereas there are many families in the United States, continental or otherwise,
see, he's, it's
which
a,
are
in
splintered.
Real
which
time.
Are, yeah, in real
in
time.
In real time.
He chose to make
that's
it about
a
the
true
splintered
fact.
Families.
It's a true... You could say anything's a fact.
It's an epidemic. Splintered
families is not an epidemic.
It's, and I didn't want to take it this far. It's a pandemic.
I don't think so.
You think that we need to get a COVID vaccine for splintered families?
Well, that's the problem. They haven't come up with a vaccine for splintered families.
It's an endemic.
At Miley Coyote.
I barely use it. Plug the fucking Instagram.
What's the
least.
Instagram?
At Riley Ann Spa, if you must know.
Ran Spa.
It's Riley Ant Spa.
Follow Riley. And you've just been doing some cool stuff. You just did a bunch of shoots. Anything that you're promoting? I feel like you shot something cool, no?
Yes. I'm in a TV show on Amazon Prime called The Baxters.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
Watch The Baxters. I'm on
Amazon
Prime. Top of the charts. And that review podcast in which both Miles and Jeff has been a guest in the show. It's an improv podcast on HeadGum that I host with Alfred Bardwell Evans, and Jeff and I do sketch comedy at HeadGum, and made a short called Chauncey, which you can find on my website, RileyAnspa.com.
Mm. Jeff, anything to plug?
Watch this. Why don't you follow Riley? Use the time you would have used to follow me.
No, don't do Riley. That. Just because you've like 3,000 more followers than me. Don't do that shit.
This is fucking...
Follow him at Jeffrey James.
Because now I look like a good Samaritan.
No.
Because I use my time for others.
Follow him at Jeffrey
Misogyny
James.
Misogyny alert. How about uplifting women? Which I just did.
There's
and you're still jumping down my throat.
When we had Finn Wolfhard on our podcast.
Okay. Sorry. Watch your feet when you get up
because
the name
I'm gonna name drop
of
because,
the Stranger Thing
was
dropped.
Just dropped.
Because when he was on and we're like, any plugs? And he's like, no one needs to fucking follow me. It's because he has millions of followers.
Yeah, no.
I'm not saying I have
so
a good following.
Say
he has
that.
Like 22
so
million
when you,
followers.
You
I'm not
like,
saying I don't need followers. I'm just saying that, by the way, roundaboutly, I think people are going to be like, oh, Jeff, you know, he gave up his time to charity, really.
Yeah.
And I feel
sorry, whoa. Misogyny. Fuck, I was so close.
Uplifting women. Also, donate to the I was going to say I was going to say the UCLA.
Donate to the UCLA.
To the ACLU.
Donate to the UCLA student body president.
Follow Riley and me. And if you don't have time for that, rearrange your priorities slash guts.
How about end me?
How about end me?
Follow Riley and Jeff and watch their stuff. They're both very funny.
We have a patreon.com/RileyandJeff.
Patreon.com.
We do Zoom parties there.
Zardy.
Monthly cash.
Zardy. Yeah, monthly Zardy. Monthly cash.
Yeah, because we
and
do.
And Miles is patreon.com/MilesB.
Nope. Is it not? I thought it was patreon.com/MilesB.
/.
And if you want aural, that's it for your ears. If you want aural porn, go to
r/ gone wild audio.
Okay. Well, if you need,
so much to edit.
If you, yep. If you need help and you're wondering if a big problem, remember that no wonder who you are. No matter where you are, no matter where you've been, perfection is only a call away.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.